Okay, sagt der Mischne. Schkech schmo. Bauch hat war die neue Kinder mal achre, wo am Schaak hüll mir mit Wohre. Schnee Noshim shalei bichu. You have two Noshim. These are two wives of one man. Shaloi bichu. They never had children. V'yoldu shnei yisrochim. Noisein asor asloim l'koy. First of all, this sounds, the stam seems to be no chiddush at all. Right? What's the chiddush here? So this takad achroinim asked that this first case of the Mishnah seems to be telling us nothing. So if you remember, there's a Tosfos on Daf Tes talks about this by Shnei Chamorim, Shalei Bechu, the same type of a case. So I'm going to get back to the way we're going to come out of Maisa, this will also be clarified. Again, it seems to be no Chiddush. The first case of the Mishnah, zero Chiddush. The guy has two wives. They had two Zchorim. He knows he has two Bechorim here. No child. Noisei Nasar Aslam Nekoy. Meis Echod Mehen B'Sech Shloishim Yayim. What happens if he gave the five sloim already for each one? And now one of them died. So im l'koyin echad nosan, if he gave it to one koyin, so that loch is, yachzul l'chomish sloim. One of shechtat koyin owes him five sloim. Right? Because he overpaid him. He gave him 10 sloim. He only owes him five. So he has to give him five sloim back. If im l'shnei koyanim nosan, then he can't be mitzi. He can't get anything back because each kohen can say it's not me. I'm holding on to the money of the living b'chol, right? Tech shloishim. La'achas shloishim bino shaila. Then you owe the money to the kohen. You prematurely gave the money. Which is, that's a sugya we're going to see later on, next week, as far as premature pidyon benefit works, if you have to give it again, that we're going to deal with that challenge.
I think he's going to ask the money back from both, because it's not time to give it.
No, but now it's already reached his man. We're going to get to this. I'm just saying, now it's pesh loishim yet. So the halacha is, if he gave it to two kohanim, in a yochel lohitzi miyodom, he can't give it. Can't take it back from either one. Each one kohen could say, not me. Now, Tosfos is bothered with, since the kohanim themselves don't know which one of them is holding on to the right one. So really, each kohen here in front of us doesn't know if they're holding on to the right money. Elamai, hamoitzi mechaver levaraya. Right? That would be the explanation. Each kohen says, listen, I'm holding on to five sloim. I may be holding on to the right five sloim. Right? So you're saying I may not be. You're right. I agree with you. Right? So Tosfos pulls out of his hat the sugyim bav metziyah. If you look at Tosfos in l'shnei kohanim nosan in yochel lohitzi miyada, says Tosfos v'im toima, kivon de'im loy nosan in zokuk litein. There's no question that right now you only have to give five sloim. If one of the Bechorim died within 30 days, so you only have a chiyuv to give pidyon haben for one. Right? So Tosfos asks, it's no better than if the kohen would have grabbed it. That's Tosfos' kash. Frek Tosfos, hashtanami denosan, now that you gave the five sloim, so what? Lahavi ketok v'kohen. It should be as though the kohen took it into his domain. We don't say amoytzi mechavel of araya. Moytzi miyada. Kedomo b'perek shleimers. Okay. Seems to be similar. No, it's just like if the kohen himself came and grabbed it. Right? Let's say you had a sofik b'chol. The kohen came and he grabbed the b'chol. And now he looks at you and he says, amoytzi mechavel of araya. I'm just saying, in that case, we say it doesn't work. Why not? Because since it's a suffix, so we don't look at him as he's the muhsik. We look at the original Bailam as the muhsik. So Toysis is equating it should be the same thing. Just like by suffix b'chor. Because that's what this is over here, really. It's a suffix b'chor. Each kohen is holding on to five slime, right, of a suffix b'chor. So the Toysis is just saying, the kohen's tfisa here, even though it was allowed by the Bailam allowed him to take it. The Bailam actually gave it to him. Right? But the bottom line is now the Bailam is coming back to him and saying, give me back my five slime. The kohen is saying, well, hamotzi mechaveh lo v'raya. So Tosis is saying, the kohen's taina of hamotzi mechaveh lo v'raya shouldn't be better than we find in Bava Metzia if the kohen took the suffik b'chol into his domain. And neither of you can prove whether he's holding on to a b'chol or not. The halach is the kohen cannot say hamotzi mechaveh lo v'raya. But rather we trace it back to the owner. Right? And the owner says, I'm the last known muhsik. That's what happens there in Bava Metzia. What's pshat in the sugya in Bava Metzia?
He took it.
Forget who took it. Forget who took it for a moment. Forget who took it for a moment. Tosis is just saying, what would the halacha be if we didn't know who the owner was? Here's where you'll get clarity. What's the halacha if we have momen that we don't know who the owner is? Okay? He says it's his. So forgetting the halacha is called Olam Gavar anyway. But without the halacha of called Olam Gavar. And one guy goes and he grabs the money. So the halacha would be HaMaisa Mechavel of Araya. Without the din of called Olam Gavar, the Maisa Bezna of called Olam Gavar. First of all, some Rishonim learn called Olam Gavar is a siluk. Machlokes Rishonim how to learn how called Olam Gavar works. But
nobody's
a muhsik, right? But then whoever grabs it becomes a muhsik. Okay? And now he turns to the other. Now, if the other guy comes, and even if the other guy would come with shtikl rayas, amiguhu, he would come with a eid echad, it wouldn't help him. Why? It's amigu loyzi. If he comes with eid echad, I can make a shvui, can make an eid echad. Why? Because now I'm the muhsik. I'm holding it. Okay? By Bechor, we don't say that by Sofik Bechor. By Sofik Bechor, the Gemara Paskins and Bava Metzia, talk for Kohen, if the Kohen grabbed the Bechor, which the Bechor, the way we're looking at the Bechor is we don't know if it's yours or it's mine. And the Kohen grabbed it. The halacha is, we take it away from the Kohen. And what's the pshat that we take it away from the Kohen? Because we award it to the last known Bailam. To the last known Bailam. It's almost like we're using a more kamedik svara by metachtalon. Right? We're using a more. Mark, you're the last previously known owner, and because you're the previously last owner, known owner, so we attribute it to you. You become the muhsik. And we don't look at the physical domain of the money. Physical domain of the money is only chal, where there was no known owner. That's... Again, I'm talking about mamish taking to elementary level, the sugyim of Metzia. The sugyim of Metzia paskins, that we don't say HaMoitzi Mechavei Levaraya, where the kohen grabbed it. And it's not because he had no right to. David wants it because he grabbed it. It's not because he was a bully. It's because since it's unknown who the owner is. And there is a previously known owner. So then the physical possession of the object doesn't play a role in halacha. Physical possession of the object plays a role in halacha. Where either it's an unknown bechlal, we don't know at all. That would be, we don't know who's the bailam. Is it you? Neither of you are holding any card. So then we look at it, whoever's muhsik. But if we have a previously known owner, and we know that it only went into your domain, misofek, We know that it's not like you had a possibly it went into your domain decisively. That would also be enough to tell us it's good. That means if we have metaltlin, right, that is now in your domain, and your claim is that went into your domain decisively, you bought it, right? So you win by metaltlin. By karka, we go by the morikame until you establish a chazaka. 3 years, or a shtar, whatever it is, we go by the morikame. By metaltlin, possession is the most powerful halachic status, right? But lemaisa, the gemara of metzia paskins, by sofik b'chor, we don't say that. And the reason why, simply the reason why not, is because we know that it's only in your domain because of a sofik. Hey, we know that even though you're holding it, whether you're holding it because somebody put it into your domain, or you're holding it because you're a bully, we know that you're holding it only because of a sofik. You yourself don't know if you're the owner, right? And we do have an original owner that has chusim to it. So then we don't value your muhzik. Your holding the object doesn't give you the status of a muhzik. If it would, then in Bava Metzia, the halacha would be, ein metzia noisim yad. The fact that in Bava Metzia we paskin, that if the kohen grabbed the sofik b'chol, he does not have the right to tell the owner, Hamoitzi Mechaber Levarai. He doesn't have such a right. That, Toysis is saying, that proves to you that B'chiyai Gavna, where you are holding something that we know and you know and we all know, that you don't know if it's yours. A. B. We do know that there's somebody else there that had a previous chus to it. We give it to him. We have a sugi in Bava Metzia. Forget it. We have a sugi in Bava Metzia. You could say whatever svaras you want, how to understand. You could say whatever svaras you want, how, we'll get to this. You could say any svara you want, how to learn the sugi in Bava Metzia. It's open for interpretation. But the bottom line is, and you could start saying, lomdas, how chazaka works. We spoke about this. Is it siluk? Is it... But the bottom line is, we have established a sugi in Bava Metzia that says that we don't say Hamoitzi Mechaver Elav Haraya, where you have two elements. Element number one, you are only holding it Mikoyach HaSofik. You, the Muchzik, are not a Vadai. You yourself are saying, I don't know, I may be the owner and the other guy may be the owner. A. B. There is somebody else that has a prior schus to this object. If both of those elements are here, that's what we can establish. David, you could start saying svaras why it's that way. But let's deal with Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch that we have in Bava Metzia teaches us that where those two elements are there, element number one, you, the muchzik, don't know if it's yours. You're holding it, but if somebody says, listen, is this yours? I don't know. Maybe mine. Maybe mine. I'm holding. Now, whether I'm a bully, that's why I'm holding it, or I'm a gentleman, and that's why I'm holding it. I'm holding an object that I don't know if it's mine. Maybe mine, maybe not mine. I don't know. But I'm holding it, and I would like to establish myself as a muhzik. That's mamish what happened above Metzia. The kohen is holding on to a b'chol, safik b'chol. He's now the one holding it, not the Yisrael. And he is saying, I would like to establish myself as a muhzik, and I would like to tell the original fella here, Hamoitzi Mechaver Elav Haraya. The Gemara says, no. Sorry, go back to him. Now, what are the two key elements over there above him and see here? The bully thing is a bully. That's not a halachic element. The halachic element that we have in above him and see are two elements. A, you, the muhzik, don't know. You yourself, that you're holding it, you don't know. That's mine, it's not mine, I don't know. That's number one. Second element is, but that would apply even to a metzia. In other words, if I pick up an object in the street, and I'm the supik, right, if I have a schus to this object or not, somebody else comes and says, they picked it up first, or whatever. I don't know. There we definitely say Hamotzi Mechavel V'Raya. Why? Because there you only have one element that's missing. And that is you don't know if you're Muchzik. The other guy has no proof that he's a Muchzik either, or that he has any Schusim here. So then you're also Hamotzi Mechavel V'Raya. But where we have two elements, element number one, that you don't know if you have a right to hold it. You're holding it, but you don't know if you have a right to hold it. That's element number one. Element number two is that there is somebody else that Zicha does have a previous, not a current, a previous schuz. If both of those elements are working in conjunction with each other, we do not award you, the one who's holding it, Hamotzi Mechavel V'Raya rule. Instead, we give it to the last known Zoiche. I won't even call him Bailam because we don't know he's a Bailam. We just know he has Schusim here. He has original Schusim here. We don't know today if it's his. But he's the last known person to have Schusim here. And therefore, your Muchzik, your holding on to the object, does not give you the rights of Hamotzi Mechavel V'Raya.
But Bar has a previous Chiyuv associated.
One second. That's the case in Bava Metzia, exactly. You have a previous Chiyuv. Exactly. Bullseye. That's the Sugya in Bava Metzia.
And
in spite of that...
No, because of that.
Because of that, in spite... I don't care what you say. It's in both cases, the case... That's why Tosfos is, with his tremendous Bekiyas, found almost a precise analogy to our Sugya. Both cases are Bechor. Both cases are a Suffolk Bechor. Both cases are, you're holding on to the money. And therefore, both cases should have the same conclusion. That's exactly what Tosfos is saying. Over there, the Kohen is holding on to Bechor monies. And over here, the Kohen is holding on to Bechor monies. Over there, it's a Suffolk whether he has a right to keep it. And over here, there's a Suffolk whether he has a right to keep it. Over there, we say we take the money, we extract it from the Kohen, and we give it to the last known Zoiche, even though we don't know if he's a Bailam today. But we know he had a Schus originally, so we give it to him. Tosfos says the same thing should apply over here. It's a duplicate case. It's Bechor. It's Kohen. It's the Kohen holding on to Suffolk Bechor. It's the Yisrael coming in here and saying, I'm the last known Zoiche. The Yisrael says, I don't know if I own it today, but I know that I was the original Bailam, both sugyas. It's Mahamish the same. That's Tosfos. Tosfos is not making a careless analogy. Tosfos is making a very precise analogy. It's Mahamish the same. And that's Tosfos' cash. Nahavi could talk for a Kohen. Why is it any different than the case in Bava Metzia where the Kohen is holding it? And it's a suffix whether he has a right to hold it. And the Bailam have a suffix whether they have a right to it. And what do we do in Halacha? We extract it from the Kohen. And we give it to the last known person that had a schus here. Even though he also doesn't know if he has a schus. He doesn't know if he has a current schus, and the Kohen doesn't know if he has a current schus. The Kohen is holding it, and he's not holding it. In Bava Metzia, we say, well, the fact that the Kohen is holding it, let him go fly a kite. Because since he's holding on to monies that he doesn't know that are currently his, he has to give the money back to the last known owner, who I've been over here. Over here also we're unsure.
No!
One second, let me... Oh boy, you're really going off track. There is a difference between this again over there. You know what the difference is? Over here we know for sure that there's no schus. Over here we know for sure that there's five slime here, that because a bechor, the schus of a bechor is at day 30, and one of them died within day 30, so we know for sure that we know positively that there is one set of five slime that is at absolutely not Mammon Kohen.
But there is one set that is absolutely.
We're not taking the five. We only want to take five Shlomi at the begin with. One of these Kohanim is holding on to five Shlomim that they have absolutely no right to. For sure. That means, for sure, one of these Kohanim is, we turn to each one of these Kohanim, we tell them, listen, you may be, not for sure, you may be holding on to five Shlomim, that's Chul and Gemurim, nothing to do with a Bechor. When the Kohen is holding on to a Suffolk Bechor and Bava Metziah, we tell him exactly, when the case in Bava Metziah, we tell the Kohen exactly the same thing. We tell the Kohen, you are holding on to something which possibly, you have no schus to it.
Because they never started the chiyuv to begin with.
Possibly.
Yes.
Over here, the chiyuv only begins at day 30. And one of them died within day 30. So possibly you're holding on to money that the chiyuv never began. But I'm holding on to five Shlomim that may be monies that did not. There's a lot of Bechorim in the world. 100%. I'm holding on to five Shlomim in my hand, me the Kohen. The fact that there's another Bechor here, there could be another 10,000 Bechorim. I'm not talking but to the. I'm going to you, Kohen, Mr. Kohen. You're holding on to five Shlomim. Those five Shlomim may be monies that you have zero schus to. And not only have zero schus to, the chiv never began.
But maybe
with,
I have a chiv to give it to you.
No, I have no chiv to give it to you. Okay. That, by the way, that we have no shaila to. Zev,
no,
Zev, that we have no shaila to.
But I have a bechor, regardless of whether you are holding the money.
I have one bechor.
And I have a chiv on that bechor.
I'm talking to you, I'm not talking about my chiv. I did my chiv. I gave five Shlomim to Shevet Kuhuna. By me doing that, I've relinquished my obligation. So now I want to get five Shlomim back. So I go to the Kohen and I say, Mr. Kohen, the five Shlomim, you're holding on to five Shlomim, which you do not know if it's yours. Right? You don't know if it's yours. I actually am the last known owner. And you should know, not only that, you should know this sugya is the prime sugya for the sugya in Bav Metziah. I'll tell you why. Because there's a difference between Bechor Behemet Tohoyer and a Bechor Behemet Tameh. There's actually a stiras Rambam. The Rambam paskins by Bechor Behemet Tohoyer. Talk for Koyen, Ein Moitzina Esamiyad. And by Bechor Behemet Tameh, the Rambam paskins talk for Koyen, Right? By Behemoth Torah, Ein Mitzin. Sorry, by Behemoth Tumeah, Mitzin Isamiyah. So the Sugya of Mitzin is actually talking about Bechor Behemoth Tumeah. That's where the Rambam Paskins over there, Taka, the Halacha is Mitzin Isamiyah. By Bechor Behemoth Tohoyah, the Rambam Paskins Ein Mitzin Isamiyah. So there's a famous Tshuva Zarashba. And Shuvah Zarashma explains that really there's a big difference between Behemoth Torah and Behemoth Tameh. Behemoth Torah, exactly what Zev was trying to say, but you're just misplacing the svar by putting it here by Pidyon HaBen. By Behemoth Torah, the Kohen has a right to say, you've never established yourself to begin with as a muhsik. Because the moment that Behemoth Torah was born, there was a sofek hashakul, whether it's mine, me, meaning the Kohanim's money, or you, the Bilam's money. Right? So you want to come and say, you're the Muchzik? Go fly a kite. I'm a Muchzik. I'm just as good of a Muchzik as you are. You can't say you're the last known owner. You're not the last known owner. There is no last known owner. The moment that the Behemoth Torah was born, there was a suffix whether it belongs to the Yisrael or to the Kohen. Says the Rashba, that's why the Rambam paskins, Ein Moitzina Isamiyadai. If the Kohen grabbed it, the Kohen could say, I'm as much of an owner as a known owner as you are. What makes you the last known owner? Because you own the mother, But the Vlad is a new entity. And by Behemoth Tahir, it's a din in the chefs of the Vlad. And this Vlad has no previously known owner. Doesn't. It's missing an identity card. The Vlad was born. It was a Suffolk Bechor. If it's a Bechor, it belongs to the Shevet Kahuna. And if it's a non-Bechor, it belongs to the Yisrael. The Kohen now grabs that Behemoth Tahirah. The Bailam can't say, I'm Moitzino Yisrael. That's how the Rashba explains why the Rambam differentiates between Behemoth Tahirah and Behemoth Tameah. Behemoth Tameah is not like that. Behemoth Tameah, the Kohen doesn't own the Behemoth. The Yisrael redeems it with a seh. And then the seh, he says, Hamoitzi Bechavel V'raya. But there the Yisrael is a powerful muchzik, because the Yisrael says, I am a muchzik on the seh. I am the last owner of this seh. You want to say you're the owner? Hamoitzi Bechavel V'raya. That's how the Rashba navigates the Shita Sarambam between Behemoth Tahoira and Behemoth Tameah. Behemoth Tahoira, the Kohen Taka, if he grabbed it, he could keep it. Because the Yisrael has no previous established muhzik on the Behemoth Tahoira. And Behemoth Tameah, actually, the Yisrael has established himself. Now, that, one second. That being said, Pidyon HaBen is even less of a Kohen Schus than a donkey. So really you have to break it up to three categories. Category A is Behemoth Tahirah. Behemoth Tahirah, the Rashba is saying, if it's a Suffolk Bechor, the Kohen has schuyas on that Behemoth, not enough to take you to Bezin. But if he grabs it, he's in the same position you are. He can bully his way in. As I said, because you're not an established owner either. You're not an established owner. He's not an established owner. It's sitting in your corral. If he grabs it, now it's sitting in his corral. So he's as good as you were. Yesterday it was sitting by you. Today it's sitting by him. By Behemoth Tameah, the Rashba's Machadish, that is a difference. By Behemoth Tameah, Taka, we don't view it that way. We view it as it's Momen Yisrael. The Yisrael was already a muhzik. Now the Kohen wants to say that he has a schus, which he can't prove. Or not only he can't prove, he doesn't himself know. And he grabs it, goes back to the Yisrael. Now, in that piece of the Rashba, in that piece, Yesh Lodun Tuva, because one can arguably say that by Behemoth Tameah, the Kohen also has a schus. Because as we have explained, when the firstborn donkey is born, some learn that donkey is Mamon Kohen. What is a shibud? So there is Mamon Kohen. Unlike Pidyon HaBen, where there is nothing to the Kohen till day 30. Zero. So when you have a Bechor born by a woman, the Kohen has zero zechuyas. Zero. Zero. You have every schus. You have every schus on all of your monies, including the 5 slime that you prematurely gave him, which is not his. It's your you're the muchzik on those 5. Those 5 slime that you gave him, you could have used to be mekadesh a woman. It's your. It's 1,000% your 5 slime. And now the Kohen is holding on to those 5 slime. That you were the last known decisive owner, unquestionable owner, which means prior to you giving the Kohen those 5 slime, you were 1,000% the owner of those 5 slime. And the uniqueness of Pidyon HaBen is that the Kohen has no schus to any specific element of your money. You're muchzik on all of your money, even if there was for sure a chi of Pidyon HaBen, you're muchzik on all of your money. The Kohen has zero schus prati on any of your monies. On any of your monies. Including those 5 sloim that he's holding on to today. Those 5 sloim that he's holding on to today are five shloim that until day 30 were vada yours, not a suffix. Vada yours. I'll tell you more than that. 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 The Reish is Bikur Mir Sakasha. He has even a better kasha, the Reish is Bikur. The Reish is Bikurim asks, why cannot the halacha is in Kiddushin, if somebody's a Makadosh, a woman, lachar shloshim? Why is a discussion? Could she be choizer? Tech shloshim. Or see dibo vatal dibo. Could she come within 30 days? Those 30 days, say, you know what? I changed my mind. I changed my mind. That's done. I changed my mind. Then the Gemara talks about the guy being choizer. The guy could be choizer. He could say within 30 days, you know what? Osi dibu mevatel dibu. I changed my mind. I don't want the Kiddushin. I changed my mind. So the Reish is Bikurim. That's a great question. It says here the father redeemed the son within 30 days. Right? At that point, there was nothing. It doesn't even work. It doesn't even work. The only way the pidyon works is when day 30 comes, you could take those five shloim, for sure if they're still here. If they're not here, that's the suya you're going to have next week. And you could say, let's use those five shloim for pidyon aben. So there is no reason in the world to say that in a regular case, I'm not talking about this case where it's complicated, one of the Bukharim died. Let's go, everything is gewaldic. Let's make a happy ending. Two Bukharim, you have two wives, they both give birth to two Bukharim, and you're going to be out of town for day 30, so you do a premature nesina to the Kohen. You tell the Kohen, here, there's five shloim for him, five shloim for him, and everything is gewaldic. The kids are doing great. They gained 5 pounds. Their mom is busting. Yeah. You call the Kohen up on day 28. Kohen, change my mind. Give me my money back. Who do I want to use? I'm using another coin. You know, it's not your business what I'm doing. Just like the guy who gives money to the woman says the Kiddushin should be Chalach HaShloish. He's Choyzer Tech Shloish. He gets his money back. Give me my money back. The assumption is, the Reishis Bikurim is assuming, he gets his money back. He could be Choyzer on the Kiddushin. If he's Choyzer on the Kiddushin, the Gemara says the Kiddushin is bottle. He could take the money back. Ask the Reishis Bikurim. So Stam, what do you mean the Kohen could push me off? I'm in the driver's seat. I could say, you know what? I changed my mind. Give me the 10 shloim back. You give me the 5 shloim. You give me the... Everybody give me my money back. This is my money. It's still my money. Give me my money back. It is my money. And that's the only way it works. If it wouldn't be my money, the pidyon won't be chal. Because the pidyon is not chal. One second before day 30, and even when day 30 comes, it's not a chiyuv l'mafreya, it's only a chiyuv from day 30 onward. Machloik is day 30, we'll talk about that as well. Day 30, 30 and a half, whatever, it has to be 30. It's not one of these chiyuvim that work retroactively. No! Piduyov mi ben chaydesh! The only way for the pidyon haben to work is if it's my money. It's my money until day 30 and will always be that way. Asteracious Bikurim, if this guy's a smart guy, what does he have to put up with the Kohen's abuse? Go to both Kohanim. Guys, listen, for whatever reason, I'm not interested in the two. Give me my money back. I'm scheduling a pidyon aben. I'm going to be in town. I'm scheduling a pidyon aben. Now I collect my 10 shloim. Go to another Kohen and give him 5 shloim.
Only before day 30.
Well, yeah, that's his gosh. Because we're talking about day before day 30. Unless the guy didn't wake up till after day 30. But the Mishnah says the son died teich shloish. Right? So we're holding within that. So Pashtus, he woke up already, unless he didn't know that his kid died. We're holding within day 30. And the Mishnah is giving you solutions. The Mishnah is giving you solutions. That's the problem. Some want to say, like David is saying, that maybe, even though the kid died on day 15, the case was just dormant. It was dead. Day 31, all of a sudden we woke up. So now you don't have that time anymore. The problem of learning that way is, our Mishnah is not trying to talk about a dormant case. Our Mishnah is talking about what schusim you have to retrieve your money back. So the Mishnah should at the very least say, this is what the halach is. Yeah, if you don't wake up till after the Mishnah is giving you your maximum schus, not your minimum schus. So the Mishnah should say, simple, go to the kohen, cancel him, cancel both. What do you have to deal with these kohanim driving you mishige? Cancel the two of them, l'chaim ul shalom, give me my 10 slayim. And I'll schedule a regular pinyan event like anybody. What would anybody do who had two sons and Nebuch, one of them died within 30 days? What's the halacha? You make a party at the end of Shleishim. There's one pinyan event. And the dead kid, there's no chiyuv pinyan event. Right? So over here, a kid died toich Shleishim. Very simple. Why doesn't the Mishnah say, cancel whatever you did, which you're allowed to do, cancel it, done, and now get your money back, and now make one pinyan aben. So I'll tell you, this is what he asks. So from everybody, and then schedule a regular pinyan aben like you would do. What would a regular guy do who didn't make this mistake of prepaying? What would he do? On day 30, he'll be redeemed. One kid? Which is all your obligation is? One second. Comes.
I'm still confused. The poshut case of a regular pinyan aben within 30, he gives the kohen 5 slots.
He doesn't count until day 30.
The boy lives after 30, and he decides day 29.
Fectoratius bikurim. Let's just read him. Hare meis toich lamet. The kid died within 30 days. V'av noisein toich lamet. The father gave. If the father didn't prepay, we wouldn't have a problem. The father prepaid. So he asks, "Hare mivur b'kiddushin daf nun tes." The yochel azabai. We pass him like a b'yechanan. Yochel azabai could be chayim. And the male is out there. Vim kein yochel avloimar. Ani choizer me'anasina. I'm being choizer. For the nesina shari ad lamid yoim hakesef shaloihu. It's your money. I'm choizer. The Kohanim have to give him back the money. He says, "V'hu yachlit," and then he'll decide. La'ezek Kohen writes a lit in l'chamish l'arim l'ben shloimeis. Period. It's so simple. Cancel, and he. What's his answer? Zok el behechrach. Ma'iri masnitan. Shekfar of alamid yoim. The ain't a yocholach the boy of a loy mashem of atlan the sinner luchola kohanim. The lochain in a kohanim chayovim laz. Anyway, so he wants to learn that our Mishnah is only talking about a case where day 30 already passed. So now I can only get my money back for the dead kid. And I don't know who he is. And now the Kohanim are draining me a cup. But if I woke up before day 30, I would have a simple solution.
Right.
The guy doesn't have to be a big lam. Nachatzi lam. He did daf yoimi kiddushin nuntes. Finish. He doesn't have to be able to big gun, get himself an expensive toyin. He learned the gemara and bab metzia in kiddushin nuntes. I canceled the nesina. And the truth is, you should know that it's much more boil it over here than it is above in Kiddush. Because over here, it has to be your money until day 30. Otherwise, the whole pinyan doesn't work. So it's almost like the money is in a box, in my box, in your sitting in your house, in my box. And I could within 30 days say, Osi dibu mavatal dibu, I made a deal with you. I was planning to use you on day 30. I changed my mind. I changed my mind. I'm not using you. The problem I have with the teretz of the Achroinim is that our Mishnah is not talking about an event that happened that you woke up after day 30. Our Mishnah is saying, what do you do? What's the solution? You gave the money. How do you get out of it? The Mishnah should at the very least say, by the way, if you wake up right away, a normal case, Get your money back. Don't let the coin throw you around. Take your money back. Yeah, in a hanami, if you're sleeping, which you shouldn't be, so then you have a problem. The coin now could start sending you to he'll send you to him, and he'll send you to him, and you're stuck. Yeah? So to me, this tagatz is very shver. Very, very shver. Not only is it shver that the Mishnah doesn't mention it, but that's not what the Mishnah is trying to do here. The Mishnah here trying to tell the Yisrael, what schusim do you have? The Mishnah is giving you your maximum schusim, not your minimum schusim. And the Mishnah is saying, hey, you're stuck. Im l'shnei kehanim nosan. You're stuck. Why am I stuck? I'm not stuck at all. It's my money. Everything's money. Habonim bonai v'amoyis moyisai. V'chol asher tagoy, hishalil. Give me it back. This one time you could say, love and agami's tiny. Give it back to me. Canceled. And I'll make a pigeon. Simple. The kasha, I think, is givaldic. The kasha is givaldic. But again, I'm using it now really to emphasize Tosfos kasha. This is a kasha we're going to have to answer. But I'm just saying this kasha emphasizes Tosfos kasha. Which Tosfos kasha is, why could the kohen keep the money at all? He's holding on to Suffolk Mammon, which for sure until day 30 had a previous, known previous owner. If the halacha is, Hamotzi Mechavel V'Raya goes back to the Yisrael. That's Tosfos kasha. It should be like the case above the Messiah. The kohen is holding on to money, and here it's the ideal case. Because here we know for sure, decisively, that the five sloim belonged to the Yisrael. For sure, till day 30. Now you're saying, you, Mr. Kohen, are saying, perhaps it became mine. Sorry. Just like by Behemoth Temeah, even according to the Rambam, who says, Ein Moitzin, by Behemoth Tohoina, says by Behemoth Temeah Moitzin, because the Yisrael has a schus, has a previous schus. We don't know today if he has a schus. The Kohen may be holding on to the Kohen Zeh. But since we know that a week ago, the Zeh was the Yisrael's, even though the Kohen's holding on to the Zeh today, we tell him, too bad on you. Because you're holding on to a Zeh that we know used to belong to the Yisrael, and today we don't know if it belongs to you. As Tosfos, so the same thing we have over here. You, Mr. Kohen, holding on to five slayim that we know for sure belong to the Yisrael. And really, the way Tosfos is learning, the irony is that both Kohanim will have to give back the money. Be'etzem, both Kohanim will have to give back the money. It will be very similar to the Reishis Bikurim. And then the Yisrael will deal with his obligation. Yes, the Yisrael can't go home now. The Yisrael is going to have to go say, okay, I have a Chiv Pidyon HaBen for one of the boys. So he'll do his obligation. But monetarily, he went over to both Kehanim and he said, you're holding on to Suffolk B'chol? Give it back to me. Right? Technically. Now, it could be not. This point could be not. It could be debated. If you look at Tosfos Loshon, he says, Dimloi nosa an ein zoko kli. Tein ashtonami de nosa la'avi ketok v'koinam etzimi yodai. Okay. So then he says like this. V'ocha nichatzei. Why? The ain yodeya mimi lahoitzi. Okay? He says, Tosfos wants to say, maybe it's better over here because you don't know which coin to go to. Which basically what Tosfos is trying to say is, Zev, maybe what you're trying to schwitz on. He's saying, maybe we could say that over here you don't know who you can go to say that there wasn't a pidyon. You made two pidyon abens. You made two pidyon abens. And again, if we go to the Reishis Bikurim's Taina, Tosfos has nothing to say. Because Toich Shloishim, you're going to both of them. You don't have to go to which one. So, if we're talking about La'achar Shloishim, Tosfos is obviously going like that. We're going about La'achar Shloishim. La'achar Shloishim, one of these Kohanim that you gave to actually was already Zoiche Vadai in the money. You know what I'm saying? One of them was Vadai Zoiche in the money. You don't know which one was already zaych in the money. So here it's worse than Bava Metzia, because Bava Metzia, you could at least go to the Kohen and say, you for sure were not vadai zaych in the money. Here you don't know. Again, I'm asking that L'chaira Tosfos for us should be good enough that you should be able to go over to both Kohanim and tell each one of the Kohanim, give me the five sloim back because you are a Sofek. What? I have an obligation. True, I'll take care of my obligations. But you don't know if those five sloim are yours, give them back to me. You don't know if those five sloim are yours, give them back. In other words, the Reishis Bikurim is saying that time of Toich Shloish. Toich Shloish. I'm saying that the Reishis Bikurim's time is such a good time that at the very least, even Lachar Shloish, you should be able to say it. Meaning, you, the owner, should be able to say, the coin has really no right. That's the whole beauty of Pidyon HaBen. The coin has no right to mix into your mitzvah. The stipend also asks, why don't you say by every Sofik Pidyon HaBen, I have a chiv deraisa to be the Pidyon HaBen, Sofik deraisa l'chumra. Famous kasha, right? The stipend also gives that kasha. The stipler asks, why can't the Kohen come over to you and say, listen, Yisrael, you have a Sofek Chiyuv Pidyon HaBen, right? You have a mitzvah, like Zev is screaming. You have a mitzvah, Pidyon HaBen. You have a Sofek Pidyon HaBen. Sofek deraisa l'chumra.
But not to you.
It's not just not to you. It's not just not to you. The stipler says, because if it's just not to you, so then you, at least you as you, should have a Chiyuv to do a Pidyon HaBen. You as you should have a chiyuv to do pinyan. So the stipel says, the chiyuv pinyan haben, the mitzvah pinyan haben, is to give the kohen the five sloim that he has a right to. And if hamoitzi mechavel v'raya dictates that there is no single kohen that has a right to your five sloim, so you don't have a chiyuv pinyan haben. It's not like a regular sofek d'oraisa l'chumra. Because here, the d'oraisa d'chiyuv is to resolve your monetary issue with the kohen. And since in the monetary issue with the kohen, this is not moitzi mechavel v'raya, right? In the monetary issue part, this is not moitzi mechavel v'raya. So memela, you have no mitzvah of pidyon haben. That's how the stipler gets around the problem to begin with. But l'chaira, the kohen has no right to mix into your mitzvah. No right to mix into your mitzvah. You, L'chaira, should have a right to go to the Kohen and tell him, you're holding on to Sofek Bechor money. Give it back to me. Okay? I'm saying you're holding on to Sofek Bechor money. Give it back to me. You're holding on to Sofek Bechor. You're telling me that I have an obligation? Okay, I'll take care of my obligation. I'll do my mitzvah. But you are holding on to the wrong money. You don't know that you're holding on. That's why the Rambam, that I asked Oilim to look up, the Rambam, in Hilchos Bechorim, actually, the first one, in Chof Aleph, if you look, it's interesting, the Rambam adds a specific language. Shtei noshev shalai bichru. The Rambam is bringing down our Mishnah. Shnei noshev shalai bichru, v'yoldu shnei scharim. Noisen eser shalom l'koyim. Noisen eser shalom l'koyim, umeis echot meyem esech shalishim. Yoyim? Like the Mishnah says. Can't be mitzi. Why can he be mitzi? Because each one will say, I'm holding on to the chamishlam of the living son. Says the Rambam, so it's interesting. The Rambam seems to be saying that if, when you gave the five sloim to the kohen, you said, this is for the living son. Okay. And then you went and said, this is for the other son. You mean, in other words, you are, even though you didn't know which son belongs to which wife, but when you redeemed it, you gave a identity card to it. You said, okay, I don't know whose bechor this is. I don't know whose bechor this is. But this is the one I'm redeeming with these five slayim, and this is the one I'm redeeming with these five slayim. The Rambam says then, even if you gave it to two kohanim, you'd be able to go to the kohen that's holding on to the money that you gave for the dead son and collect it back. And he can't say, no, I'm holding on to the other one. No, because you channeled it as such. That's what the Rambam, that's the Rambam's chiddush. That even though there was 10 slaim given, and there were 2 bechayrim, and you don't know which one is which, but you have a right to channel it as such and to say this 5 is for this one. What is 5? It's a big chiddush. Right? So the question really is, again, going back to Tosfos Kasha, L'chaira, you should be able to go to each kohen and say, listen, you're holding on to 5 slime. The whole problem is I didn't identify it. If I would have identified it, I would be coming to you and say, give me the 5 slime back. I didn't identify it. So now we don't know. Are you holding to the 5 slime that belong to you? Are you not? We have a suffix. Give it back to me. You can't hold it. I know I have a chiv pidyon aben. I'll take care of my obligation. I'll do a pidyon aben. I have a chiv to do 1 pidyon aben. But right now, there are 2 kohanim holding on to suffix kesef. Right? That's the suffix, whether it belongs to them. I should be able to collect it. This is my kasha. I should be able to collect it from both of them. Just like the Rashi's Bikurim is saying. That Toich Shloishim, you could do that. And we have this big question mark, why did the Mishnah say that? So I'm asking you, La'achar Shloishim, you should be able to say it. And if you can say it, La'achar Shloishim, Tosfos didn't give us a teretz. Because Tosfos' whole teretz was that you don't know which kohen, meaning when I go to the kohen and I say, talk for the kohen, he could say, I'm holding on to the vada. Do you know you're holding on to the vada? And you say, I may be holding on to the vada. Maybe vada is a suffix in my book. Right? I may. No! No! What I. This is the point, you, that's critical. There is no such thing as a maybe vada. It's like what I tell Talmidim when they say, I have a shtickle raya. There's no such thing as a shtickle raya. If it's a shtickle, it's not a raya.
No, but you know that
it's a shtickle, you have a shtickle. Or you can say you have a raya. You don't have a shtickle raya. So what else? Now you know. The lack of knowledge is a suffix. So each coin cannot be more than a suffix. Because he doesn't know if he's holding on to the real 5 slot. Each coin. So the coin can't say, well, you know what? Maybe I'm holding on to the vadai. He could say that. And you know what maybe holding on to vada means? Suffolk. In a dictionary. Forget the shevet kahuna. Forget the shevet kahuna. Forget the shevet kahuna. That's why, if I would have identified, that's why the Rambam says, the Rambam we just read. If I would have identified and said, you're holding on to the, there's a blue kid here and there's the green kid. You're holding on to the blue and you're holding on to the green. And then blue died. So I'd go to you and say, give me back my money. You're holding on to the blue. Right? So the whole problem here is I didn't identify who's holding on to blue and who's holding on to green. So we really don't know. One of these guys is holding on to blue, one of these guys is holding on to green. Each one of them doesn't know if they're holding on to green, to blue. They may be the blue guy. So each one of them has a suffix. I'm not dealing with the Shevet Kuna. I would love to deal with the Shevet Kuna. In fact, that's what I want to do now. I owe 5 slum to the Shevet Kuna. I'll take care of my 5 slum with the Shevet Kuna.
You did.
I'll take care of the 5 slum with the Shevet Kuna. You 2 guys, each one of you, has no right to hold on to money that you don't know is yours.
Why can't you say?
But you don't know. Is the 5 slum? That's why Tosfos is bringing above the Metzia. Ha'moitzi mechavel v'raya only works if you're holding on to money that either you know is yours, which you don't know here, or there is no other known previous owner. But if A, you don't know whose money it is, you don't know if it's your money. B, there is a previously known owner. So the Gemara in Bava Metzia establishes, we don't use the rule of Amoritzi Mechavegoi Olava Raya. Actually, I for sure do own the money because when day 30 came, Each one of these kohanim was holding on to money that they have no right to hold on to. Each one of these kohanim. Because each one of these kohanim was holding on to five slayim that was unidentified whether it's Mammon Bechor or Mammon Yisrael. And therefore, each one of them was definitively a suffix, and therefore was definitively holding on to money which still belongs to Yisrael. That's my taina. The Yisrael has an obligation to give a definitive five slayim to one kohen. But he didn't do that. That's the whole point of the Rambam. He sort of took five slayim and said, this is for one of the two. And he took another five, he said, this is for one of the two. And now two kohanim are holding on to two suffix bechor monies, which I then have a right to go to and to each one and say, listen, you don't know if those five slum you're holding on to is Mammon Bechor, give it back to me. You don't know, now I turn to you and say, you don't know if those five slum, give it back to me. And now Zev is 100% right. The monster, Shevet Kohuna, is standing hungry by your door and saying, Reb Yid, you give us five definitive slum that you own us. Identify five Vadai slum, and we're going to take that. And they're 100% able to do it. And I'll give it to them, and if I don't want to give it to them, they can take the Beznar Gogol and go after me for it. But all I'm saying is, as the Rambam is so clearly saying, the owner, and that's the Chiddush in Rambam, the owner has a right to designate which five is going for what. See, if the owner didn't have such a right, it would make the cash a little less. The Rambam is saying, I, the owner, have a right to link five slum to which kid. And that's why if I would have done that, I wouldn't be in this mess. If I would have, when I gave each coin, I would have said, you, Mr. Coin, you're getting the five for the blue, and you're getting for the green. And then blue died, I can go to the coin and say, give me back the money. The only problem here is that we don't know which five were for the blue and which five were for the green. I, the owner, have a right to give the five slum and link it to a specific kid. I didn't do that. That was another mistake I made. That was another mistake I made. So therefore, each one of the, as the Rambam is saying, each one of the five slum was chal on one of the two kids, but we don't know which one. So therefore, each kohen could tell me, go to the other guy. We're saying, no. You go to each kohen and say, listen, do you know you're holding on to the five slum of Mr. Blue? No. Okay, well, Mr. Green died. So you may be holding on to five Mr. Green slum? Yeah, give it back to me. Mr. Green died on day 15. In fact, let me make it a little bit more, let's dramatize it more. The coin got his five slime on day 10. One was for Mr. Green and one was for Mr. Blue. Green baby, blue baby. Okay? Green baby died. The coin who was a geribiner, who was a sharp coin and understood monetary issues, ran to his rov, Shabbos. He says, Rabbi, I have a problem. I got five slum. I got five slum in my domain, and I don't know if it was given for baby green or baby blue. And I know, I just read in the paper, in the arbitrary, that baby green died. Do I have a chiv to give the five slum back? So I if I was asked to shalom by the coin, I would say, absolutely. I would say, I took like tasis. You're holding on to five slum, which could be was for baby green. You don't know. And baby green died. So the five slum that you're holding on to is a suffix, whether it's your money or not. Because if it's baby green money, it doesn't belong to you. It belongs to Yisrael. Forget the Yisrael. He may be an Amoritz and not know anything. He may be an Amoritz gomer. You, Mr. Kohen, have an obligation. Back, knock on his door. And get it. Then I have grabbed Mr. Blue. The Kohen, the other Kohen, also davens by me. He comes running over to me too. I tell him, there's over Pesach Halacha. Then they both come over to me and say, what do you mean? But the guy has a Manav Shachachim. I say, Nechman, he'll take care of it. I'm going to give him a call too. I'm going to tell him, don't think you got 100% refund here. You're going to have to make a schedule opinion on day 30. You have to redeem Baby Blue. Because he's alive. But each one of these Kohanim is holding on to Suffolk Baby Green money, Suffolk Baby Blue money. And I have a Sugya Bava Metzia that tells me that a Kohen has no right to hold on to Suffolk Baby Blue money, Suffolk Baby Green money. That's Tosfos Kasha. So I'm asking that the coin shouldn't be... So Tosfos says, maybe over here it's better because you don't know who to go to. I say, you do know who to go to. Go to both. Go to both. And if you look at it like one big challenge, first of all, the Rambam is telling us it's not one challenge. It's five and five. We just don't know who's... Let's say you look at it like a challenge. My boy said, that makes it even worse. Because then I should be able to go over to each coin and get 2.5 slime. If it's a challenge, right? It's not five and five. It's not five and five. It's a challenge. It's 10 slime that I gave to... We look at these two Kohanim not as individuals. We look at them as representatives of the Shevet Kohanim, right? And it's not five and five the way the Rambam is saying. It's 10. It's Mishpachas Kellerman owes the Shevet Kohanim 5 of the 10 slime that he gave. So then he should go back to both Kohanim. You give me 2.5 and you give me... I don't need harshoys and mices. Stam, I overpaid. It's almost a mamon of shuch. It's almost a mamon of shuch. If we look at it as five and five, we just don't know who got the five. The five are always linked to one. So then I should go to each one of them, give it all back, and I'll give the five to whoever I decide to give the five to. If we look at it like a challenge, not like the Rambam, Mishpachas Kellerman had 2 Bukharim born. One of them survived day 30, one of them didn't. So they owe a totality of 5 slime to the Kohanim. We don't look at this as Kohen A and Kohen B and green and blue baby. We don't do that. We just look at it like, okay, 10 slime was given to these representatives of Kohanim, and only 5 is owed. Then the owner should be able to go back to both Kohanim together and say, you give me back 2.5 and you give me back 2.5. Because there was an overage given to the Shevet Kohuna from this family, from the Kellerman family, to the Kohanim. Elamai, no! Each individual client says, no, I'm not involved in this whole thing. I'm representing one baby. The live, maybe the live one. Oh, it's in the Malam Shach. I don't even know how next week we're going to be able to answer it. Avamahalach, but I think with Zev here, it's going to take another 2-3 weeks. Unless we talk maybe during the week. Save some time. Okay. Kolto.
I'm a little confused because in the case of Avamatsia, doesn't the owner have a right to choose the Kohen he wants?
Yeah.
So then isn't when the Kohen